Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I'm Too Young for This. The Natural Hormone Solution to Enjoy Perimenopause is a nonfiction health book by Suzanne Somers focused on the years before menopause, when hormonal changes can trigger symptoms that are often misunderstood or dismissed. Written in the style of an advocacy-driven wellness guide, the book argues that many midlife complaints such as mood swings, fatigue, weight gain, sleep disruption, low libido, and irregular cycles are not simply signs of aging, but may reflect hormonal imbalance, especially declining progesterone and relative estrogen dominance. Somers presents perimenopause as a stage that can be recognized early and managed proactively rather than endured passively. The book's purpose is to encourage women to learn the signs of hormonal change, seek informed medical support, and consider natural approaches, especially bioidentical hormone replacement therapy alongside diet and lifestyle changes. It is aimed at readers who want an alternative perspective on conventional treatment and a more detailed discussion of hormone-centered wellness during midlife. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, perimenopause as a hormonal transition rather than simple aging. A central idea in the book is that perimenopause is a biological transition with specific hormonal causes, not just an inevitable decline in health. Somers emphasizes that symptoms commonly normalized as age-related, including irritability, brain fog, fatigue, and changes in weight or skin, often appear because the balance among estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone begins to shift. This framing matters because it changes the reader's response instead of treating symptoms as unrelated inconveniences. The book encourages identifying them as part of a recognizable endocrine pattern. That perspective also helps explain why conventional reassurance alone can feel unhelpful to women who know something is wrong. The book's value here is diagnostic in a broad sense. It teaches readers to connect clusters of symptoms with hormonal change and to consider timing, cycle changes, and bodily signals as meaningful information. By recasting perimenopause as a definable stage, Somers tries to replace confusion with interpretation and to make the experience seem manageable rather than mysterious. Secondly, progesterone decline and estrogen dominance as the book's core mechanism. The book places special emphasis on the idea that progesterone drops first, and that this creates a relative estrogen dominant state. That mechanism is the backbone of Somers' explanation for why many women feel physically and emotionally unwell in midlife. Rather than describing perimenopause as a vague hormonal fade, the book narrows the problem to imbalance, especially when ovulation becomes less regular and progesterone production falls. This focus gives the book a clear explanatory structure. One hormone is no longer counterbalancing another, and the resulting disruption can affect sleep, mood, libido, body composition, and menstrual regularity. The argument is persuasive to readers because it offers a simple model that links many symptoms together. At the same time, it is also the area where the book aligns most closely with alternative health thinking, since it treats hormone correction as a practical response to symptom burden. Readers do not need advanced medical knowledge to follow this logic, which is part of why the book became accessible and influential. Its strength is that it translates a complex endocrine transition into a memorable and actionable framework. Thirdly, bioidentical hormone therapy as the book's main treatment proposal. The book strongly advocates bioidentical hormone replacement therapy as a natural-sounding alternative to standard hormone approaches. Somers presents bioidentical hormones as chemically similar to the body's own hormones and suggests that they can help restore balance during perimenopause. This is one of the book's defining features because it moves beyond symptom description into a concrete intervention strategy. The treatment model is not presented as a one-size-fits-all cure, but as a way for qualified practitioners to tailor support to individual needs. That emphasis on practitioner expertise is important because it signals that the book is not promoting self-medication, even though it is clearly skeptical of conventional dismissals. The appeal of this section lies in its promise of specificity rather than merely coping with symptoms. Readers are invited to address what the book identifies as the root problem. At the same time, the therapy-centered approach also explains why the book can be controversial, since bioidentical hormones remain a debated topic in mainstream medicine. The book's position is therefore both practical and ideological, combining treatment guidance with a broader challenge to conventional care. Fourthly, diet, exercise, and stress reduction as hormone-supporting daily practices. Beyond hormone therapy, the book promotes lifestyle changes as a necessary part of perimenopause management. This is not treated as a secondary add-on, but as part of the same hormonal strategy. Somers encourages readers to pay attention to what they eat, how much they move, and how well they manage stress, because these factors are presented as influencing hormone metabolism and symptom severity. The book's practical logic is that hormonal balance is easier to support when the body is not also burdened by poor sleep, excess sugar, inactivity, or chronic stress. That makes the advice more than generic wellness language. It serves the book's larger argument that perimenopause should be addressed comprehensively. The emphasis on cruciferous vegetables, cleaner eating, and regular exercise places the book within a nutrition and prevention framework, familiar in integrative health. This matters because it gives readers action steps, even if they are undecided about hormone therapy. It also reflects the book's broader philosophy that women should become attentive participants in their own health rather than passive recipients of standard medical explanations. Lastly, a critique of conventional dismissal and a call for informed medical guidance. Another important dimension of the book is its criticism of how conventional medicine often responds to perimenopausal complaints. Summers describes the experience of being told that symptoms are normal, temporary, or not serious enough to require attention. And the book pushes back against that kind of minimization. This critique is central to the book's appeal because it validates readers who feel unheard. At the same time, the book does not reject medical support altogether. Instead, it argues for finding practitioners who understand hormonal therapies and can evaluate women more carefully. That balance is important. The book is not only anti-establishment, it is pro-guidance, but from a different kind of expert. In practical terms, this means readers are urged to seek knowledgeable help rather than rely on vague reassurance or quick pharmaceutical fixes. The book's controversy comes partly from this stance, since it challenges mainstream risk-benefit thinking about hormone use. Still, its deeper contribution is that it reframes perimenopause as a legitimate health issue, deserving attention, discussion, and individualized care rather than silence. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for women entering their late 30s through 50s who feel that something has changed in their bodies but have not received satisfying answers from conventional care. It is also relevant for readers interested in menopause education, hormone-focused wellness, and the history of bioidentical hormone advocacy. Its main practical benefit is that it offers a clear vocabulary for symptoms that are often confusing, helping readers connect mood, sleep, weight, sexual changes, and cycle irregularity to a possible hormonal transition. Its intellectual value lies in its strong alternative framework. The book presents perimenopause as a manageable physiological stage, rather than a vague decline. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its forceful combination of personal testimony, public advocacy, and treatment-centered argument. It does not simply describe midlife change. It pushes readers to question dismissal, seek informed practitioners, and consider hormone balance as a serious topic. For that reason, it stands out as both a wellness guide and a cultural intervention in how women's midlife health is discussed. If you would like to support Suzanne Somers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.